Today, let us explore the colorful world of diversification. We will learn more about what it means and how to go about allocating your money to various assets. We will start with our usual disclaimer. Sukesh Pai is the founder and principal of Trillium Square Advisors LLC. All opinions expressed by Sukesh Pai and the guests in this program are solely their own opinion and do not reflect the opinion of Trillium Square Advisors. This program is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis of investment decisions. Clients of Trillium Square Advisors LLC may maintain positions in the securities discussed in this program. Asset allocation is like mixing colors to get the right shade to match your taste. Like primary colors, there are only a handful of primary return drivers in the financial markets: bonds, equities, and cash. There are, of course, more asset classes within and outside these core drivers, such as commodities, real estate, cryptocurrencies, to name a few. The asset allocation for your portfolio is the proportion of each of these primary assets that make up your portfolio. Why is asset allocation important? Let us explore that. Imagine you are in the market to buy a shiny new car. You have scouted all the dealerships around town until you finally found your dream car. But it will take 3 weeks for delivery to the local dealership for you to purchase. You need money to pay for this car. Lucky for you, you will be receiving a stock award from your company next week. Selling the stock should provide enough money to make the down payment for the car. So now the question is, when would you sell the stock? Immediately upon receiving it, or on the day the car payment is due? Many would choose to sell immediately upon receiving the stock, because the stock price is so volatile that it could lose considerable value over the course of just a few days if there is some bad news about the company, and consequently you may not have enough money to pay to buy your car. If you sell on the day you receive the stock and put it all in cash, you are pretty much assured the value of that cash will remain the same on the day of the car payment. When we just discussed, what we just discussed here is switching your asset allocation from stocks to bonds or stocks to cash. If you are decades away from your retirement, you can tolerate higher fluctuations in your retirement portfolio. You may allocate a higher portion of your assets to equities. It might even be desirable because you have such an allocation, so you earn a higher return. But as you get closer to your retirement, you do not want the value of your retirement portfolio to fluctuate widely. So you would gradually change your asset allocation from a high allocation to equity to a portfolio with a lower proportion of equity in favor of less volatile assets such as bonds and cash. So, to summarize, based on your risk tolerance and time horizon, you will need to allocate your money to different asset classes differently. Now, let us turn to a different aspect of diversification. Consider this simple example. When you have an urgent message for your colleague, the colleague is working at a different location, how do you get this message to them? Of course, you call them, you text them, you email them, you try to reach their supervisor, maybe subordinates, maybe their friends, family, and whoever you can until you finally get through to them. Diversification is just another word for it. You want good investment returns, and you are looking to achieve it in every independent way there is to achieve it. The key word here is independent. When you have an urgent message and your colleague has misplaced their cell phone, your efforts to call them and text them will be equally unsuccessful at getting the message across. Calling and texting are not independent in this case. Both depend on your colleague having access to their cell phone. If they have misplaced their cell phone, It doesn't matter whether you text them or call them, they're not going to get your message. Likewise, in investing, you are looking for independent and uncorrelated return drivers, and you want to invest in every uncorrelated return driver to ensure you can make a reasonable return. Diversification by investing part of your asset in each uncorrelated return driver is the only free lunch in finance. The variability of your overall return is lowered compared to investing in just a few of these return drivers. This means when there is a shock in one part of the financial markets, the overall loss in your portfolio of assets may not be as severe as the market. The flip side is also true. When there is a strong rally in the financial markets, your portfolio of assets may not rally as strongly. So, if my portfolio does not swing to the fences in either direction, how can I possibly benefit, you may ask? The way you stand to benefit with lower variability is that over the long run, a portfolio with lower variability wins over another portfolio with higher variability, all other things being equal. A portfolio with lower variability compounds better over time, giving you this long-term advantage. We will talk more about specific strategies that take advantage of diversification right after the break. Stay tuned.